today's daf is Erech and Daf Zayin. Let's pick up again from Daf Vav and Beis. So the Mishnah had said in Daf Vav and Beis that someone who's a goses or is being taken out to get killed is lo nidar velo nerech, cannot be subject of a neder or an erech vow. That's Tanakamar. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya said that he is nerech because he does have a set amount of money, and then he does have a set dam of ketsuvin, meaning the erech is determined based on gender and age, and he has a gender and age. It's not based on how much he's actually worth. Yeah, nidar is based on how much he's actually worth, and he might be worth zero, so maybe he's not nidar, but he can be ne'erach. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya's opinion, because it's purely age and gender based, and he does have an age and gender even as he is about to get killed. And Rabbi Yossi said that he can be noder umarich umakdish, and if he does damage, he's going to be chayiv for what he does. That is both a goses and someone who's being brought out to get killed. He does, his statements and his commitments are considered binding. So says the Gemara. Now Rabbi Yosef, another Marich, so the Tanakama, Mikamar Delo, so frankly, what did the Tanakama say? That he doesn't have the ability to be another Marich? Again, we're starting at the two dots, about eight lines before the lines get wide. Did the Tanakama say that he doesn't have the ability to make Nadarim and make Erich and vows? Why does Rabbi Yosef say, I have to come and tell me that he does? So says Gemara, Ela Benoder Marich Umaktish Kuliam Loplegi. Now, in terms of his ability to make a neder vow, an erech vow, or to be makdish something, everyone agrees he has that ability. Goses Yosef Arik has that ability. Ki pligi b'im hizik. The whole machlokas is, what if he does damage? Tanakama savrim hizik enu chayv b'tashlumin. Tanakama says if he does damage, he does not have to pay for his damage. Rabbi Yosef savrim hizik chayv b'tashlumin. Rabbi Yosef says, no, if he does damage, he does have to pay for his damage. B'maikam ifli, what is the nekudas hamachlokas? The Gemara says, we have two suggestions. Number one, amr of Yosef b'milv alpeg ovim reyarshin kam ifli. The machlokas is, whether a milva alpez, someone who lent money, who lent money to another party without the benefit of a shtar, is able to collect from yarshim. So Tanakama saw milva alpez in a government yarshim. Tanakama would hold he cannot collect from yarshim, and Rabbi Yossi and Hezek apparently has a din of milva alpez. So therefore, the person he does damage to will never be able to collect from his yarshim. Rabbi Yossi saw milva alpez government yarshim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even a milva alpez does have the ability to collect from yarshim, and when you do damage, it has the status of a milva alpeh, and therefore the person who he damaged will be able to collect from his yarshin. That's what we mean, that if him hizik chayiv, he's not going to be able to pay it, he's going to be dead, but his yarshim are going to be chayiv to pay it. That is one version of what they're arguing about. Rava Amar Rava says no, they're arguing about the following. Everyone agrees that milva alpeh does not collect from yarshim. V'hacha b'milva k'suva b'torah k'miflgi. Over here they're arguing about a milva k'suva, what the status of a milva ksuva b'torah. Milva ksuva b'torah is when the Torah says I'm obligated to pay money. Do we view that like a milva al peh, or do we view that like a milva b'shtar? That's the discussion. Tanakama of a milva ksuva b'torah lav ksuva b'shtar dami. Tanakama holds it has a din of a milva al peh, and therefore you'll never be able to collect it from the yarshim. So the goses niyotzi laharik who does hezik, the nizak is never going to be able to get paid because he can't get that money from Yarshim. Rabbi Yossi Savar Kiksuva Bishtar Dami. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it has a din of a milva bishtar, and therefore, if the goses and Yotzi Laharik do damage, the Nizak will be able to get paid from the Yarshim, because it's as if he has a shtar out against those Yarshim. V'ikad Masni La'aha. Some have the machlokas on the following statement. Hayotzi Lahareg Hu Shechavl Ba'Acherim Chayiv Acherim Shechavl Bo Pturin. If someone's being brought out to get killed and he injures someone else, he's going to be Chayiv, but if someone else injures him, they are going to be Pater. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Afku M'Chavl Ba'Acherim Pater Shalintin L'Chazar Samitas Beisdin, that even if he is Chovel other people, he's going to be Pater, because he's never going to be able to stand in court for justice. Meaning we're never going to agree to bring him back to let him stand in court for his crime, and therefore he's going to be putter if he hits somebody else, because we don't want to delay his din. We're going to want to punish him right away for the misa that he's about to get. So Mechlal de Tanakama Savrinit El Chazar Samit is based, and makes it sound like Tanakama says that he can be brought back to stand judgment for his crime. So Amar Rabbi Yosef b'milva alpeh gavmir yarshim k'miflugi. No, what they're arguing is when you have a milva alpeh, can you collect it from yarshim? Tanakamis of milva alpeh gavmir yarshim, that it's considered a milva alpeh as long as he doesn't stand in judgment for his crime. It's only a milva alpeh and it can be collected from the yarshim. Rabbi Shimon Elazar sever ainu gavmir yarshim, that it cannot be collected from the yarshim. And Rabba Amar Rabbi says du kuli amu milva alpeh ainu gavmir yarshim. Everyone would agree milva alpeh cannot be collected from the yarshim. And over here they're arguing about whether a milva that's written in the Torah, obligations that are written in the Torah, are as if they're written in a shtar. Tanakama sover kiksuv b'shtar damya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar sover lav kiksuv b'shtar damya. So the same machlokas, but on the case of the person doing damage, meaning on the case of that brisa that discusses the person doing damage, rather than on the Mishnah. So frekli gemara meisve hachofer bar birshas harab. If a person is digging a bar in Rishas Rabim and a shar falls on him and kills him, so he's pater. Who's pater? The Baal HaShar is pater for what he did to this person. Not only that, but if the shar dies, Yorshe Baal HaBar Chayav Neshalim Demei Shar LeBailov. The Yorshim of the guy who was digging this bar, who now died from the shar that fell on top of him, but this guy had no business digging a bar in Rishas Rabim, so his Yorshim are going to have to reimburse the owner of the shar for the loss of money, for the loss of that shar, because he was responsible for killing that shar. So what you see is Milva Ksuva B'Torah is Ksuva B'Shtar Damya. This is Akasha on the one who said that the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama was Im Hizik, that it's not kiksuv b'shtar damya. So Amravi la Amrav kisha amad bedin. Now the case over here is that he was omed bedin, and that's why it's kiksuv b'shtar damya. But Vahargo Katani, no, the Brisa said the shor killed him as he was digging the bar. How could you say he was omid bedin? He died as the shor died. So Amar Vada Rava b'shaso trefa. Now the case was that the shor made the person into a trefa, so the person was still able to be omid bedin. Iva Amar Nachman Tani chaga mace v'kavro. No, we learned that he died and they buried him right there in that bar. So how can you say that he was only turned into a trefa? Vilchsa diyasvi dayani apuma debira. Now the case must have been that there dayan him standing right by the mouth of the bar, and that's what occurred. As they're standing right at the mouth of the bar, they judged him and he died on the spot. So he was omid bedin. Tan Rabbanan hayotzi laharig mazon lav midam chatasu midam hashamo. Someone who's yotzi laharig, someone who's taken out to get killed. So they sprinkle on him the dam chatas and from the dam asham. So they sprinkle for him the dam chatas and dam asham. But if he does a sin at that moment, then there's no requirement to take care of any of the kabanos. My time, we don't want to delay his judgment in any way. Well, then why? If that's the case, why do we say when he sinned prior to that, we're mazinalav, aren't we? Which means that we're waiting for him until he shechts it and zorek the dam. Why would we wait? Isn't that also being ma'ana the din? No, we're talking about that it was already shechted. Lo, but if the animal was not already shechted, we would not wait even 1 minute for him to go and shecht the animal, because we don't want to be ma'ana the din even just a little bit. So says the Gemara, Adetani Chatabel Sasha Einis Kakan Lo. But if that's the case, that even if it was just that the Zivcha was not Zavuach, we wouldn't wait. So instead of coming up with a case where that he does an Aveira at that moment, that's when we don't delay the din. Liflok Listen Bidida. Why don't we contrast two cases that are more similar to each other? Contrast the case where he sinned previously and it was Zivcha Zavuach with the case that he sinned previously and was not Zivcha Zavuach. The way it should say it is as follows. When do we say that we're going to be able to be mazin a love? That's only if he already had the zvicha done. But had he not had the shechita done, then we would not be mazin a love. So it says Maria, hachinami kamer, that's in hachinami what we meant. That when do we say that we're mazin love? That's only if it was zevach zevuach, if his animal is already shechted. If his animal is not already shechted, that is what we are contrasting it. When his animal is not already shechted, then we treat it as if he's doing the Avera first now, where we're obviously not going to be ma'an of the din, we're not going to delay his judgment, we're just going to have him get killed. Good, new Mishnah. Ha'isha she'yatza liharig, a woman is being taken out to get killed. Ein mamtinin la'ad she'telid, if she's pregnant, we do not wait for her to deliver her baby before killing her. Ha'isha she'yashva la'mashber, if a woman was on the birthing stool, mamtinin la'ad she'telid, then we do wait for her to give birth before, let's say Rashi says she's yashva la'mashber before the gemar din, so we wait, since the baby is already starting to come out, he's considered to be a guf acharina, he's considered to be a separate life from the woman, and therefore we don't have the baby killed, we wait for the baby to come out, and then we kill the mother. Ha'isha shenarga nehen in besa'ara. Separate halacha, if a woman gets killed, you can get hana'a from her hair. Behema shenarga asura ba'na'a. But if a behema gets killed, it's absolutely asura ba'na'a. Every part of the animal is asura ba'na'a. So it says, well, wait a second. First line in the Mishnah. A woman's being taken out to get killed, and she's pregnant. So we don't wait for her to give birth. Pshita, gufahi, of course, the baby's part of her, and she's chayv misa. So it says, well, no, isra, chzat, the derech min yohol, v'ksiv kasher, yashlov, bal ha'isha, mamona de bal hu, v'lo lifsedei minei. One might have thought that since the halacha is, if a man causes a woman to miscarry, he owes money to that woman's husband, because the baby apparently is considered on some level to be the monetary ownership of the husband. So I might think that when the woman does something for which she's chayv misa, how can we cost the husband monetarily by killing the baby? So Kamashmalan therefore comes to tell us, no, the baby's part of the mother and gets killed along with the mother. Ve'imahachinami, but why don't we say that ainahachinami, you can't do this to the husband, it's not fair, it's part of, it's his money. So I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Akra, Umesu Gam Shnehem. The Rabbi says the Vlad, Xeris HaKasav, Pasuk says Umesu Gam Shnehem, so that includes the Vlad as well. Vami Baile, but we already used that Shneim to teach us something else. Achu Shneim Shavin Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. We already used that drasha to teach me that the only way a woman is going to be killed for adultery is if both the Noef and the Noefes are Bnei Onshin. But let's say the girl was a Ketana and the Noef, the adulterer, male adulterer, was a Gadol, or the male was a Katan and the adulteress was a Ketana, so then there's not going to be any Onesh. So don't we already use Mesu Gam Shem, teach me that drasha? So it's Gemara, Ki Ka'amrit Migam. You're right. That's what we learned from Shnehem. What we're learning over here is from the word Gam. Umesu Gam Shnehem. From Gam we're learning that the baby gets killed along with the mother. Yashva Lamashber, the Mishnah then went on to say that if she's already on the birthing stool, then we wait for the baby to come out before killing her. My time, Kivin Dakar, because once the baby is on his way out, he's viewed as a separate being, as a separate entity. A woman is being taken out to get killed. We try to make sure that the child dies first, so we hit her right in the area of the belly where she's pregnant, so that it won't come to nivul hames. So the memer dihi kadmo mesa, does that mean to suggest that if had we not dafke aimed for the baby, that when the mother dies, she dies before the child, and that's the nivul. The nivul is that she would be dead with a live child inside of her. Is that really the natural process, that the mother dies before the baby? She kadma mesa beresha, vakaimlan de vlad mayis beresha. I thought we held that the vlad is the one who naturally dies first. It's not. After all, we have Mishnah that says tinok ben yomo nochel manchil, that a one-day-old baby is able to be nochel manchil, is able to pass yerusha through himself and be to receive Yerusha and pass on Yerusha. Vamrav Sheshes Nochel Binachseim Lahanchel Achin Minaav, that he can be Nochel, he can Yarshin the Nechasim of his mother to be Manchil to his brothers from his father's side. But Dafka Ben Yomechad Aval Ubar Lo, it's only if he's one day old, but if he's an Ubar, he can't be Nochel Manchil. Why not? To whom my inspiration? Because we assume that if the mother died pregnant, the baby died first. And a dead child is not going to be able to yarshin his mother, who dies after him in order to pass on that Yerusha to his brothers Mina'av. But bottom line is, what we see over there is that the natural process is that the baby dies first. So why do we say over here that we dafka hit the mother keneged beis hiriyon to make sure that the baby dies first, which makes it sound like normally the mother dies first? We see over there clearly that the baby naturally dies first. Says Gemara, Hani mili gami misa. I did devlad zutruch yusei. I only tip the malachim of zum mechatek lulasimanim. When it's a natural death, the baby will die first. Aval nerga, but when we are killing the mother, he may sabresha. She will die first, unless we dafke aim to kill the baby first. Vava uvdo parchas atosa perchusei. Ay, but there was a maisa shahaya where someone died of natural causes and the baby continued to hop around and jump around a lot. So you see that the baby did not die first. Says Umara, mididahava zanav hata demifarchesos. No, it's like the tail of a lizard. You cut it off, it's still jumping around. It doesn't mean that it has any life to it, it's just jumping around. Amrav Nachman Rav Shmuel, he isha shiyashva ala mashber umesa b'shabbos mevi'in sakin umakarim is kreis umutzinas avlad. If a woman is on the birthing stool and she dies on Shabbos, we bring a knife, we rip open her stomach, and we take the baby out. So says Amar Pshita, mayavid, of course you would do that. After all, what would the issur be? Mechatech b'basarhu. All it is you're cutting flesh. You're allowed to cut your steak on Shabbos. Why wouldn't you be able to cut the woman out? It's the only issur of chavalah is when you're being chavel and a chai, and a living being. The mother's already dead. So it's like no different than cutting a steak. Why would it be asur? What's even the havamina? So Marabba lo nitzruch ala havisak and derek Rosh Hashanah. Now the point is that you're even allowed to carry the knife in Rosh Hashanah. That's melacha d'oraisa. So says Gemara, but still, what's the chiddush? My kamashmul dimisveka mechalin shabbata. What the whole chiddush is that we suffik, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for suffik nefashos. Tanina, we already learned that as well. Mishnah for love mapolus suffik husham suffik enosham suffik chai suffik meis. Let's say a person had a wall cave in on him, and we don't know if he's there underneath the rubble or he's not. We're not sure even if he is there, if he's alive or if he's dead. Suffik nani suffik Israel, and even if he's there and he's alive, we're not sure if he's a Jew or a non-Jew. Still, with all those sveikos, mefakim love is a gal. We can be mechal Shabbos to remove all that rubble to save the life. So don't you see that even for sveikos, we're mechal Shabbos? So what's the big chiddush over here that you're allowed to go get a knife and carry it through Rosh Hashanah in order to cut open the mother to save the life of a baby? Says Gemara, Amal detei mahasim udav lechazak dechiyusa. Over there, we're talking about a person who had a cheskas chayim, a regular person who had a chazak that he was alive. But over here, it's a fetus. To lo av lechazak dechiyusa meik. Where it never had a cheskas chayim, because it never really was alive for any extended period of time, and therefore I would think that you cannot cut open, do a malach d'oraisa on Shabbos in order to save something that doesn't even have a cheskas chay when it's only a suffix. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell me that even when it doesn't have a cheskas chay and it's only a suffix that you're going to save a life anyway, still you're allowed to go about this process of cutting open the mother. So we said a woman gets killed, you're allowed to get hana from her hair. So why? Isuri hananin, who isn't a dead body, isuri hana, so why are you allowed to get hana from her hair? So Marabba omeres tnu sari libiti. It's a case where she said, I want you to give my hair to my daughter. So ilu amra tnu yadi libiti miya. What does it matter that she said? If she were to say, I want you to give my hand to my daughter, would that be okay also? No, she's a mace. You can't get any hana from a mace. What kind of business? So Marab bepeh nachru. So not talking about her hair. We're talking about her shetel. Time adam retenu, alam retenu gufa hu mitzar. Wait a second. So the only reason that's okay is because she said, I want you to give it to my daughter. Otherwise, her shetel would be asur badna. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina asked the Shaila about the hair of righteous women. And we explained that his Shaila was about Shetelach. So how can you say that it's a davar pashut, that the Shetel would be usher unless she says, I want you to give it to my daughter? It was in a bayit lo ifshita, whether a Shetel is going to be usher, a Shetel of a dead woman is going to be usher. So it says, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina, Tetali Besichsa. When it's only hanging by one little peg, the shetel's not so clearly attached to her head, that's Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina is not sure if it automatically is going to be mutter or not. Here it's much more attached, and therefore the only way it's going to be mutter is if she says, I want it dafka to go to my daughter. Time adam retenu, it's only because she says, give it to my daughter, ha'aloam retenu, gufahu mitzvah. But if she doesn't say, give it to my daughter, then it's just considered part of her body, and it is asr. We listed the woman and the dead animal both in the same breath in the Mishnah as being asuriana. So why don't we assume that their hair is the same? That just like an animal's hair is asur completely, so a woman's hair is also its own guf, and the guf of the woman is also going to be asur. Elam Rav Nachman zumi sasa osarta vizu gemardina osarta. No, there's a big difference. When it comes, Rav Nachman says, really, we're not talking about a sheitel. We're talking about her real hair. We asked, her real hair is asuriya. No, how could she say, I want to give it to my daughter? No, the hair of a dead body does not become asubana because it's not like the hair of an animal that was killed. A woman, her death asurs her, and the hair never dies because the hair doesn't change. A dead person's hair stays exactly the same. But a behema, the gemardin ashes the behema, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Chav Beis and Beis, Sakol Yisakel Hashar. So I don't know that it's a nevela and it's also b'achila. Why does the pasuk after then tell me Lo Yochel Es Pesaro? So that's telling me that if you shecht it after the gemardin, it's already asur. It's already at the shas gemardin. So it's not misa that asurs, and therefore, since it's the gemardin that asurs, the entire animal is included in the gemardin, including its hair. When it's misa that asks, well, hair never dies, so hair would not be included in the Gemar Din. That is the answer of Rav Nachman. So Nachman says, Zumi sasa sevzu Gemar Din osata. Tani Levi kavase de Rav, Tani Levi kavase de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Levi had one brisa that supports Rav and one that supports Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Tani Levi kavase de Rav, that it's only the sheitel that's mutter, but the woman's hair is asur, that ha'isha sheyotze liharig va'amra tunusari libiti nosnin, mesa ein nosn mesha mesa asubana. But if she stam just dies, then you cannot give her hair to her daughter because a mace is asubana. Pshita is not obvious. El shenoya mace asubana. It's coming to tell me that even her sheitalach are asubana if it's still attached to her body and she never said, give it to my daughter. Tanya kavasid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and we have a brisa that supports Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak as well. Haisha shemesa nehenin besa'ara. A woman dies, you can get hana'a from her hair. Behema shenarga, an animal gets killed, asura bahana'a. You're not allowed to get hana'a from any part of it, including the hair. Umay hefresh ben zeluzeh, what's the difference between the two of them? Zumi sasa osarta, vizugamardino osarta. The woman only becomes asur at the shas misa, and the hair never dies, whereas the behema becomes asur at the time of the gemardin, and the hair is part of the behema at the time of the gemardin. That is the fundamental difference, and that is exactly like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak had suggested. Hadman lacha kol ma'arichin, that is the end of the first parak of Maseches Erech. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Erech.